Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Relates to the impeding, provoking, and harassing of a first responder. Provides for any person after receiving a warning not to approach a first responder who is engaged in the lawful performance of a legal duty to violate the warning and approach or remain within a distance of the first responder.
This is SB 184. This is Brian Avila talking about this in the Florida Senate. This is, remember the original version of this bill that got a lot of attention was that people would have to stand 14 feet back from any kind of a scene in order, you know, if you're going to shoot a video on your camera, you got to be 14 feet away. And the House actually pushed it back to 25 feet. Bobby Powell, Democrat in the Senate, asked the sort of natural question.
Avila, can you just confirm the distance again?
Originally, it was 14 feet. And under this amendment, it's 25. The rationale for that 25 is that it is in line with the training manual for police officers. And it is a training manual that speaks to the reactionary gap that it takes for an officer in order to react to any sort of situation.
Yeah, so the idea there is push it back to where it's in line with the manual and also to give them enough space. But Bobby Powell asks what I think is the obvious question to follow up.
In the incident that happened with George Floyd, do you know how far away the individuals were who had the camera who were filming that?
I do not know the exact distance. However, I will tell you certainly with the advance in technology, especially with our phones, you can still certainly, again, you can certainly film. You can record from that distance, without any issue.
So that's really the question that you've got is how far away do they need to be in order to create a safe space for the law enforcement, the first responder to operate? And then what impediment does that give to the public for being able to, you know, experience something or to record something? First, obvious is when you have police misbehavior, but you know, what about other things? I was thinking about myself, like, you know, this would obviously affect me as a member of the media. Well, you might not remember this, but like 9 years ago, we had this dump truck that ran into a school bus over at Pace and Jordan. And just for whatever reason, I happened to be near there and saw it and went and stopped and shot some video. And I was right up like a foot away from this dump truck on which it was very evident that the treads on the dump truck were worn, like bare. You know, like bald. Well, maybe under this bill, I'm not allowed to shoot that video. Maybe we don't get that information. Maybe, you know what I mean? Like, distance matters when you're trying to acquire evidence. So my first thought about this is 14 feet seemed like a lot. 25 feet seemed like an awful lot. We hadn't been able to connect with Sheriff Bob Johnson. We do now have him on the phone, I think. Sheriff, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Hey, good morning. Sorry, I'm having phone troubles this morning.
Sorry. No worries at all. So let's just kind of start there. I was having this conversation about the new bill that got passed by the state legislature to go to the governor's office that would require a 25-feet buffer up from 14. My first reaction was kind of what Democrat Bobby Powell said, which is 25 feet is a long way away to shoot a good video, and that means that sometimes people are not going to be able to capture stuff that has been, you know, effective. But you got to create a safe space for the first responders to react, right?
Well, yeah, I get that part too. But I understand what you're saying. There's a lot of people who just, you know, they can get some good video of some good things, you know, if they get closer, like you were talking about the dump truck and the tires and stuff. But then, you know, it's kind of a double-edged sword because we do have people who push the envelope when they're filming deputies and things like that. So I kind of understand it going both ways.
Yeah, and I totally agree. I mean, the basic problem is if everybody used good judgment, we wouldn't need laws, right?
Correct.
I mean, you know, your job would be moot.
You got that one right.
You know, if everybody was.
Yeah, I would be working somewhere else probably. So
most definitely. Hey, I'm going to come back to the conversation about that particular law when we get done talking with the sheriff. But I did have a couple of things that happened in Santa Rosa County, and I wanted to talk with you about. I believe, you correct me if I'm wrong, but the Mike Cosé's place in the Corner Shack, that's a case that you guys made the arrest for. Is that right?
Correct. And it actually spanned two states and about four counties total. But, yeah, we actually made the arrest, and it was in reference to a bunch of stolen vehicles like tractors. And it was everything from full-size tractors to skid steers to those riding lawnmowers. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, and I mean, these were things that people were buying at enormous discount off of their obvious value, which always, you know, it takes a little bit of a willing buyer, you know, to make this stuff happen. But that's what he was allegedly selling, stolen merchandise, right?
Yeah, and, you know, I mean, I'll say this. I mean, you can, if you get something, if you buy a tractor that's normally valued at $100,000 and you buy it for $80,000, okay, that's a pretty good deal. When you're paying $30,000 for it and it's brand new, yeah, you got to know it's stolen. I mean, you can't say, well, I didn't know it was stolen. Well, nobody knocked $70,000 off the price of a tractor.
Right. Do we know yet, like, where, how the mechanics around how this started, where he got them from? Or, I mean, it just seemed like it must have been a multi-state network of some kind.
Well, it was. And it was, they were basically hitting places, the targets of opportunity. They would find these, you know, you go by a big tractor sales place, like Smith's up in Jay or, you know, one of those up in Alabama. And you drive past it, and they'll see a tractor on a trailer all set up to be towed, and they would remember that. And then, you know, they would come back out and cut the lock off the trailer and just tow it on, the whole thing. And they were doing that, and like I said, multiple counties across two states. And we were lucky enough. I take that back, three states, because Mississippi, Alabama, and Florida. So, they were going all over the place and getting these things and then reselling them. And in some cases, they were removing the VIN numbers off them and then selling them, which is obviously a huge red flag, or should be.
Right. That's amazing to me. But, I mean, I get it, because when you're in that kind of a business, you want to display your merchandise so it's the most, you know, you're trying to sell it, right? And to display a tractor on a trailer is not all that surprising. But, of course, you've also served that up on a platter for a would-be thief, right?
Yeah, exactly. And you see it all the time. I mean, and I can't blame the retailers for doing it, because, like you said, you want to present it and say, hey, look at the total package here. All you got to do is just, you know. But it does give people ideas. And unfortunately, these guys were pretty prolific. Like I said, three states, and I don't even know how many counties, but it was probably 10 or 12 counties that they were hitting. So.
Wow. Huh. Well, I mean, good. Congratulations on cracking the case and, you know, all of that. That's just, it's a reminder of all the crazy, ridiculous things that people do. If only they could just be good and decent and honorable and straightforward. You know, the world, well, you'd be, you know, bored or out of a job, but okay. Hang on for just a second, Sheriff, because one other thing I want to talk with you about. We're talking to Sheriff Bob Johnson. Jake's got our traffic on the fives.
All right, if you're on East 9 Mile Road this morning at Baldridge Drive, this is just west of University Parkway. We have a traffic light out at that intersection, and we're seeing our normal morning slowdowns on 98 eastbound getting into Windhaven. Otherwise, around town, we're looking great. If you see anything else out there slowing you down, let us know on our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jake. Back to Sheriff Bob Johnson, Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob Johnson. Obviously, one of the other stories that involved y'all this week was the Lighthouse Christian, a private Christian academy, the house that was allegedly being used to, or I guess it was, but, you know, a lot of the details, I think, are still murky. You guys have put out a response to this that said you couldn't find any violation. You talked to Channel 3, and, you know, that's your job, is to enforce the law. Couldn't find any legal violation. Just, I have questions, and I have tried to get a hold of them, and they have not gotten back to me or our news department, at least not yet. Do we know even for sure whether the students who were staying there are of age, 18 and up, or underage? And if there were underage, were there any supervisory adults in the house?
Yeah, we were told there's one adult in each house. There's two houses with 12 kids in each house, and there's one adult in each house. And they've all invested through Homeland Security. They're all here on visas. And we're told that their families are also here. They're all soccer players from Brazil. And according to the White House Christian Academy, they all have 3.5 grade averages or above.
Okay.
That's the only way they let them come play for them. So apparently they're good kids. They just, there's a lot of them in the chats with, you know, we sent my district attendant out there. He went out there and there's no law violations. Now, if the fire department finds something or, you know, there's a code violation, then that's another thing altogether. But for us, there was no Florida State statute being violated.
Okay. So they are minor teenage high school boys, but with parental consent, with an adult on the premises, and in both cases, 12 in the house total. That's what you think are the facts?
Yeah, and some of the kids, they're all high school age, so I think there's a few scattered in there that are 18 years old.
Okay.
But it's from like 15 to 18.
And so, I mean, you're the sheriff. Your job is to enforce the laws, but your job is also to, you know, look at a situation and say, well, you know, even though the law might not affect this, do I think this is a safe situation, law aside? Did you have a thought about that? Because I know I really went back and forth in my own mind about this particular case, but, you know, you have better information than I do. Did you have an assessment of whether the practice or the house was, I mean, essentially okay for these kids?
Well, this is the way I look at it. As long as they have an adult there, you know, and they're under, according to what we're hearing and understanding from Lighthouse Christian Academy, they are under some strict rules, too, or they can't play soccer, and they're here to play soccer. So if you played high school sports like, you know, baseball or whatever, you know, you do something stupid, you're off the team.
Right.
And it's the same way here. So I think they're a good bunch of kids, and as long as they have an adult in the house with them, I don't see a huge deal with it. Now, can I understand why some neighbors are up there?
Yeah, we're totally losing you on your phone, unfortunately, this morning. But I think I heard what you said, that, you know, there could be situations or circumstances where you can understand why people would be concerned not knowing more. But that as you understand it, the thing is not particularly concerning. And I actually share that assessment. You know, I wanted to know more before I passed judgment. And I think sometimes we get worked up before we know all the facts, which is always very easy to do.
Yeah.
Sheriff Bob Johnson.
It is.
Thank you so much for the time this morning. Thank you so much for what you do for us and keeping us informed and keeping us safe. And we'll talk to you again next week, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Andrew. Take care.
Of course. 822 here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
Uh-oh!
You've just discovered you have...
rats! Ew! What do I do? How do you get rid of them? I haven't a clue.
To get rid of the rats is no problem at all. The solution's inside Davis Hardware and U-Haul.
Hi, how can we help you?
I have a rat problem.
Oh, rats.
Literally, what do I do?
Davis Hardware and U-Haul employees are real hardware people and know what happens when infestations get out of hand. They have the experience to help you get rid of your, uninvited guests.
Thank you.
Davis Hardware and U-Haul on L Street just off Fairfield in the center of Pensacola.
Parents usually know if their children will argue over their inheritance, but this can be prevented. I'm Wesley Odom with Armand Advisors. No one wants to see their wealth wasted away because of poor planning. I've assisted several clients with estate planning ideas and sometimes have served as trustee or executor upon their death. Give me a call at 497-6167. Armand Advisors is charting a better course.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
It's News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, the website, the app, or your smart device. It's news on your terms.
I like to teach the world to sing.
Sing with me.
Perfect harmony.
Perfect harmony.
I like to...
Feeling my way through the darkness.
We should absolutely encourage body cameras on every officer. And studies have empirically shown that it actually is exculpatory towards many law enforcement officers. It inculpates some other people. So we should encourage body cameras, which are immediately and directly there, and it will very often be used to determine and judge what distance was appropriate should there be some arrest for violating and breaching that distance.
Anytime you use inculpates and exculpatory in the same basic paragraph, I'm impressed. That's pretty good. Of course, he's an attorney, Jason Pizzo, senator in the Tallahassee legislature, talking about this SB 184, the distance that people ought to be kept back from a scene of first responders. And, you know, he says, look, body cameras, he wants those for everybody. He wants dash cams everywhere. And then you wouldn't have to worry so much about pushing a perimeter that would cause you to lose information. Also, I think it's fair to say that body cameras often don't capture what you want to capture. They just don't always show you the full thing. And to be fair, citizens videotaping some event or incident, they manipulate those and cut them inappropriately. I mean, we all know, all kinds of videos that we'd love to see more of. And also, I think it's fair to say the horrible video of the shooting of Walter Scott in the back as he was running away from a cop, that had to be from 50 feet away. So even at a distance, a lot of times you still gather good information. But the challenge is that, like, the right distance from a scene can vary tremendously. This is Ed Hooper, who I think was a cop in his former life.
Someone who has had a little experience in this arena. Sir Pizzo, you're right. Sometimes 10 feet is the right distance. Sometimes a mile is the right distance. There has been many times where I might have been the first on the scene. And nobody has even talked about the Good Samaritan law, that if you're holding someone's skull together, you enjoy immunity totally because you are covered under the Good Samaritan law. And I have asked for people, please come hold this bandage while I go check the next person.
Yeah, you might have multiple casualties. You might need help from people, which they're protected in providing. And he's right, a mile might not be. I mean, if you have a train derailment of a toxic substance or something that's explosive, 25 feet is not enough, right? We'll come back to this in just a second. Jake's got traffic on the fives. Jake?
Okay, not seeing any major slowdowns out there on our roadways. FHP not reporting any accidents. We do have a traffic light out. This is going to be on East 9 Mile Road at Baldridge Drive. That's just west of University Parkway. Traffic light out in that intersection. And just now popping up on the map at Highway 98 through Navarre. It looks like it's going eastbound at Ortega Street. That's kind of where the Culver's and the Taco Bell and all that is there. Not seeing any slowdown from that, but we do have a vehicle crash that just popped up there, and that's about it. If you see anything else out there on our roadway slowing us down, let me know about it. Call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I am Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jake. And I'm sympathetic to both sides here because I am the kind of person who I've been at scenes and I've taken video, and I think that's useful. And as the case of the dump truck actually showed, you know, being right up next to it was crucial to being able to tell that the tires were bald, for example. So I see the argument for let people be close. I also see the argument for, man, you got a scene, you got to handle problems, you got to treat people. As Victor Torres is a Democrat, but I think also as a cop in his former life.
Get to the scene. It's chaotic. The people are running around, and you're trying to control. And the first responders who are there trying to provide first aid, they'll ask you, please push them back. We need some space. And you as a cop are trying to get information as well. What happened? Where it happened? Who's involved? What families? And you need to control the situation. And family members who are there usually are emotional. They want to do something. They want to get involved. And you try to tell them, step back, let the medics handle it. Let them take care of your loved ones.
Yeah, that has got to be the worst part too. If your kid or your spouse is a victim, and they're telling you back up so we can do our job. Oh, it just because that is not your first instinct. This passed out of the Senate 39-1. Bobby Powell was the only one to vote against it, and the massive bipartisan support for this, and the concerns by several of the police, and quite frankly, modern phones. You know, I just got a new phone, and the Zoom is unbelievable. So I think there's an argument to be made that 25 feet is plenty close enough for most any circumstance. 829 on News Radio 92.3. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
The Anaheim, California Planning Commission is voting on a multi-billion-dollar Disneyland expansion today. They say this project would add more rides, hotels, shopping, and entertainment to their theme park. The trial of a Michigan father charged in connection with a deadly school shooting carried out by his teenage son continues today. James Crumbly, charged with four counts of involuntary manslaughter. The shooter's mother, Jennifer Crumbly, has already been found guilty on those same charges. And the stars were out last night for the 2024 Oscars in Los Angeles. The big winner, Oppenheimer, walking away with 7 trophies out of 13 nominations.
Yeah, big showing, pretty entertaining show, more entertaining than they usually are. David, thanks so much for the update. If you've got an import, a BMW, a Porsche, Mercedes, a Genesis, Jaguar, a Lexus, you might think, I've got to go to the dealership to get my service done. You don't. Like, by law, you are not, you don't, can't be required to go to the dealership for service, but also you can save money, you can save gas and time. Take it to Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis Highway. They can work on those cars, domestics, gas engines, diesel engines, whatever the case may be. The philosophy is see you for the small things so you don't have to see them for the big things. CarClinicService.com or just stop by Bobby Likas Auto Service on Davis Highway.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. It's the start of the Muslim holy month Ramadan with no ceasefire deal reached between Israel and Hamas in Gaza. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he's committed to a military operation at some point in the southern Gaza city, Rafah, over Biden administration objections.
This would be equivalent to saying, you know, after the Allies fought back, gone through Normandy, went through Germany, and you'd say, well, we'll leave a quarter of the Nazi army in place and we won't go into Berlin, the last stronghold.
Prime Minister Netanyahu on Fox and Friends. Oppenheimer wins 7 Oscars, including Best Picture, Best Director Chris Nolan, actor Cillian Murphy, and supporting actor Robert Downey Jr. saying about the experience.
It was fantastic, and I stand here before you a better man because of it.
The Academy Awards on ABC. Emma Stone wins Best Actress for Poor Things. Davine Joyce, Best Supporting Actress for The Holdovers. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, it's 8:31 at News Radio, 92.3, 50 degrees, and right now it is partly cloudy in Pensacola. A group of protesters not happy about the demolition of the Malcolm Young Gym last week held a candlelight vigil last night. Many of the attendees say they have memories at the old facility.
Kid, the Roy Jones Jr. celebrity basketball games, just coming as a student and playing with my friends' 5-on-5 pickup game.
And that's Jonathan Green, one community member, very vocal about his support for a ballot referendum to save the gym. While the Malcolm Young Center has now been torn down, the group is hoping to continue with their referendum process. They hope they can force the city to rebuild the facility. The city decided to tear down the building over safety concerns arising from decay. They believed it would be too costly to repair. It was a big turnout for the McGuire's run in downtown Pensacola on Saturday. There were more than 10,000 people estimated to be participating. Now, that 5K started all the way back in 1977. It's turned into one of the biggest 5K runs across the country. Senator Marco Rubio says artificial intelligence could be causing a huge economic displacement sometime soon for people working in white-collar jobs. He was on CBS's Face the Nation yesterday.
We've seen the tumult that's created in societies around the world. So we need to start thinking about the economic displacement that will follow the ability of a machine to do the work that used to take 10 people with advanced degrees to do.
And Rubio says the fallout could be similar to when technology and industrialization previously affected blue-collar jobs. Rubio says it won't take long, and AI will be able to do the work it used to take 10 people with advanced degrees to accomplish. Well, bad weather caused plenty of travel disruptions across the state over the weekend. There were airports in Miami, Orlando, and Tampa reporting hundreds of flight delays and cancellations both Saturday and Sunday. But as of today, the Pensacola airport reporting all arrivals and departures on time. Efforts to free a stranded whale continuing in Sarasota County. The FWC says a sperm whale has been stuck off the coast of Venice, but surf and wind conditions were too dangerous to get to that whale to help rescue him yesterday. A team will be out there this morning. Venice officials report the whale, as of last night anyway, was still alive, but at that point it did have labored breathing. Well, last week, State of the Union caught the attention of the cast of Saturday Night Live. Of course, so did the Republican response delivered by Alabama Senator Katie Britt. She was played by Scarlett Johansson in the cold open for SNL.
I'm worried
worried about the future of our children. And this is why I've invited you into this strange, empty kitchen. Because Republicans wanted me to appeal to woman voters. And women love kitchen.
And that episode also featured Ariana Grande as a musical guest, and actor Josh Brolin was on stage as the host. It is 8:35 at News Radio, and let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with Jake.
Well, I'm not seeing any major accidents reported by FHP at the moment. We do have a traffic light out. This is going to be on East 9 Mile Road and Baldridge Drive. This is just west of University Parkway. The traffic light is out in that intersection the last time I checked, so just use caution getting through there. We do have at US 98, Highway 98, Navarre Parkway, getting by Ortega. We got a vehicle crash there, not really slowing things down, though, this morning. And we're seeing our normal morning slowdown on 98 eastbound, getting into Windhaven as well. Other than that, around town, Chase Street, Gregory Street, Garden Street, Palafox, all checking in clear. If you see anything else out there on our roadways, let me know. Call or text our traffic tip line. That number is 437-1620. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, Jake. Now our Channel 3 forecast.
We are going to be seeing a nice, beautiful day today with a few clouds in the area, high near 65 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 47. For Tuesday, a little more sunshine with a high near 69. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 56. Small isolated showers possible by Wednesday with a 20% chance of rain, high near 72. Stay connected to the Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And right now, we've got partly cloudy skies across the area. It is 52 in Pensacola, 52 in Gulf Breeze, and 50 in Milton. Your money now this morning. The market's down here at the opening bell. The Dow is down 43.39 at 38.673.30. S&P 500 down 11.59 at 5,112.10. The NASDAQ down 45.84 right now at 16.39.27. 10-year bond rate is down a bit at 4.08%. Gold prices have not changed. They're at $2,185.50 right now. Silver price is up 9 cents, almost 10, at $24.65. And it's another big day for the crypto market. Bitcoin is up another $2,823.57. At $72,289.13 this morning. Looks like all the other cryptos are following suit and seeing gains as well. General Motors will be selling the all-electric version of the Chevy Blazer again at a lower price. Sales restarted today after a two-month halt in sales to fix software issues with the SUV. Chevy officials released a statement saying the software will improve features and functionality. If you've got student loans, you can deduct up to $2,500 of that in interest on your taxes, but there are some limits.
Neil Frankel, a longtime CPA with his own practice in New York City, says the big one is how much you make.
To single people, it's $75,000, and for married people, it's $155,000. $75,000 and $155,000.
Frankel says it starts to dwindle after that.
By about $100,000, $200,000, you get nothing. Okay, not really fair, but it is what it is.
Other requirements include no one claiming you as a dependent, and your filing status can't be married filing separately, and you must have a qualified student loan. The IRS defines that as a loan you took out solely to pay qualified higher education expenses that were for you, your spouse, or dependent when taking out the loan. It also had to have been for education provided during an academic period for an eligible student and paid or incurred within a reasonable period of time before or after taking out the loan. You can't claim the deduction, for example, on a qualified employer plan. Kristen Marks, NBC News Radio.
Thank you very much, Kristen. And there's a bunch of money up for grabs tonight in the Powerball drawing. No grand prize winner over the weekend. So the jackpot that was already pretty big now up to an estimated $532 million with the cash option. That would be just about $260 million. 8:39, our next news at 9 o'clock. Breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary, and you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Benakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Benakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Benakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Benakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, call Benakis & Associates. Now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Benakis & Associates. Leave the numbers to the experts.
In a world of payroll and HR services, things can get complicated. There are so many moving parts in business. At Avalon HR, we understand, and we have your back. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel as we guide you through the complicated world of payroll and HR services. Running a business is busy work. Allow Avalon HR to work with you. Join us Wednesday on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Are you hungry for news that keeps you informed, is local and dependable? Look no further than News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and on AM 1620. We're your trusted source for all the latest happenings in the Emerald Coast. From breaking news to in-depth reports, we've got you covered. Our team of experienced journalists brings you the stories that matter most to our community. Stay connected with local events, weather updates, and traffic reports, ensuring you're always one step ahead. We're News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, so the question of the day comes from an online forum, one of these Gen X groups that I'm a member of because they're so entertaining to me. But the question is simple. In a world of modern technology, right, there's all kinds of technology out there. What's an old-time way of doing something that you refuse to give up? An old-time way, you know, a primitive, analog, before way of doing something that you just still keep doing it that way, and you're adamant about it, not just out of habit, but you're just unwilling to change. 437-1620. Maybe you have good reasons. Maybe you have no reasons at all. That's okay. I don't judge. I actually do judge everything. 437-1620, 437-1620. Jake, do you have anyone that pops to mind initially from an old-time anti-technological way of doing something that you just refuse to give up?
Does cooking in a crock pot constitute as old school as opposed to sous vide or microwave or anything like that? I can't think. I'm pretty high tech, man. I'm a high tech redneck. Yeah.
Okay. Well, as we talk through, but you're not in favor of auto tune.
In certain cases, but not for me. No.
All right. 437-1620. Tell me your old timey way. I'll give you one that is for me. Okay. Uh-huh. Is the very second thing I do whenever I get a new computer and I've installed my Office program is I change the font to Arial 11 point like God intended. And number two, I turn off grammar and spell checking. Sometimes I turn it off before anything else because, those little wavy lines, I just want to punch the computer. You don't tell me how to spell stuff. Not that I ever make mistakes. And you don't tell me how to punctuate or construct. I will do it my way because I know better than you do. I'm smarter than you are, computer. I hate those things so much. But I know for some people it's a lifesaver. So, no, I am anti that one particular piece of technology. 437-16, 24-37-16. Well, Andrew, it shows in your writing. Shut up. somebody says, they pay bill with checks. Pay bills with checks. We do checks for about three things a month, I think. Maybe not even that many. I tell you, you get pretty quickly accustomed to online bill pay. But I feel you because I used to be that way. I used to not like it. I didn't trust them. I don't want anybody having access to my accounts and felt like there's going to be some keystroke monitor with some malware from, you know, some Middle Eastern country and they're going to figure out all my stuff and steal it from me. That's just kind of primitive technology. I thought of another one. I always prefer to order by phone instead of on the internet. Like, if I'm ordering a pizza, I'd rather just call the person. I'd rather just tell. I know they'd rather have me do it online. I'm just telling you, it takes forever online, and I always feel like I'm going to screw something up, so I'm afraid. When I talk to you in person, I know I got it right. You know, I'm not so worried about it. 437-1620, somebody says, listening to music on an iPod. Oh, okay. So I will tell, for me, I put all of my, like when I listen to commission and city council in Tallahassee, when I listen to meetings, I record them on my computer, and then I put them on my, well, now second oldest phone, and I use it as an MP3 player. So I'm with you. I mean, not an iPod because that's an Apple thing, but as an MP3 player listening to things that way, no, I totally understand that. Or even just listening to CDs. I like listening to CDs. The songs in order, you know, it's a little harder to carry it around with you. I get that. But
no ads.
No ads. That's right. You know, I will actually sometimes I'll just burn the songs from the CD onto a file and then save it on my phone so I can listen on my phone in order of the CD.
Yeah.
Which I don't think I'm the only one who does that. We'll come back to these phone calls in just a second. Jake's got traffic on the fives.
All right. This traffic report is brought to you by the Florida Department of Transportation. I'm not seeing any major slowdowns on our roadways at the moment. No accidents reported by FHP. I-10 and I-110 are at posted speeds. Highway 98 through Gulf Breeze and Navarre looks clear. We did have that accident on Navarre Parkway once you get past the causeway there at Ortega, but I'm not seeing any slowdowns from that. If you do see anything out there on our roadways, you can always let us know by calling or texting our traffic tip line. That number is 437-1620. And before celebrating St. Patrick's Day this year, decide whether you'll drink or you'll drive. If you plan to drink, make sure you designate a sober driver. Don't let your luck run out. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jake. If you're in the market for that next vehicle, trying to decide where to go, I recommend Frontier Motors, a great selection of good quality used cars, 1, 2, 3 years young, low miles, great condition. They're going to function for a long time. Cars you can trust. And they give you a Carfax with every price sheet. So the price sheet will have all your numbers and then an out-the-door price. And you can, you know, negotiate if you want. But then nothing ever changes after that because that's the out-the-door price. And then on the back of that's got a Carfax. So it's got the vehicle repair history, service history, to the degree it's been reported by the mechanics. And the reason that's useful is because obviously they give you one. But if you're going to somebody else like, you know, Jim on the corner or, you know, Sally on Facebook, they may not give you a Carfax. But you just take the VIN, take it to Frontier, call them, say, hey, can you run me a Carfax? They will, no problem. Okay, for free. They will literally help you buy a car from Sally or Jim on the corner or Facebook Marketplace just because they can, and they're helpful, and it's a way of, you know, making sure that you have more information. Why? Because they can't. Again, just being a good neighbor. And look, I recommend you get a used vehicle inspection from a mechanic you trust in addition to a Carfax, but a Carfax is a good start. I mean, it's definitely a good start. So when I say Frontier Motors has been serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway, I mean that. 847 here on News Radio 92.3. The question of the day is a old-timey, technologically archaic way of doing something that you refuse to give up, either out of habit or because you actually prefer it that way. Oh, my heart's with this one. Kim says, I refuse to give up writing appointments on a paper calendar. I will not use an electronic calendar like on your phone. I'm so with you, 100% with you. I need to have the physical calendar. I don't like the digital version of it. It's too clunky and time-consuming, and I mistype things all the time. Somebody says, check writing, I trust them. Somebody says, French press coffee. Oh, see, I think of that as more, I know it's old technology, but I still think of that as more new because right. It was new to me after a drip maker. Somebody else says, that anyone else still keep a desk calendar? I do hate the phone calendar.
I got to agree with that. I cannot stand the phone calendar. I want to see it all in a month with my scribbles and notes.
And it pigeonholes you. It's just hard to put it at the right time. It's annoying. I still use my Hallmark calendar instead. One of my favorite parts of the year is my wife will go to the like dollar store or something and pick up calendars for us all in December. So we all get our new little cheap buck vinyl. That's all I need. I don't need anything special. Paper calendar keeps coming up a lot. Yeah, listening to CDs. My father-in-law still waits for his bank statements to come in the mail. All right. Somebody says I still have vinyl records and I prefer paper books. Oh, my God. 1,000,000,000%. I know it's terrible math. I don't care. 1,000,000,000% paper books. E-readers should be illegal. Kids should have to get books and not do their online, all that nonsense. Read the book, touch the book, interact with the book, write notes in the book, dog ear the page. Oh, yes, books. Oh, my God, not the other. 437-1620. Somebody says, good morning, longtime listener, first-time texter. Yay. Analog watches for me, gears and springs, no batteries or quartz. Oh, yeah, no, I'm with you. I do like that. Although I haven't had a watch in years because I have a cell phone, but I get where you're coming from. Somebody says, I listen to the radio in the morning in my car. I have no music or playlist on my phone. Nice. Somebody says, I prefer carburetors to fuel injection. Can we also get an amen for the stick shift? I don't have one anymore, but I wish I did, and I miss it. I actually had to give it up because of, A, what was available, and B, the knee, frankly. But, yeah. Oh, my God, I miss a stick shift so bad.
It keeps me from texting and driving.
Oh, yeah.
Because I cannot when I'm driving
stick
shift.
That's right. You need all your – and I don't know what to do with my right hand. Like, my wife always makes fun of me because I'll be driving in my automatic, and I'll put my hand on the gear shifter out of just – like wubby, right. You know, it's my comfort place. Mm-hmm. Even though there's no universe in which I'm going to be doing anything with that hand, it feels wrong if I don't have it there. If I'm not touching her, I'm touching the gear shift. 437-1620. Let's see. Grocery shopping versus ordering or the pickup. Somebody else done your shopping for you. I prefer to shop for myself. I know what I need. Over-the-air television. Or cable or satellite rather than these streaming services. I'm sorry. I like the streaming services, but how about this one? I want to order my food to a person's face, not at a kiosk. I don't want robot food. I don't want robot. Oh, this is what I really prefer to take notes on paper with a pen. I have tried doing it with my laptop where I'll sit in a lecture or something and take notes, and it doesn't work for me. I can type 3-4 times faster. I'm going to type like 80 words a minute. I type way faster than I write. I can't process the information properly. I don't know why. There's some cognitive glitch. I've talked to other people say the same thing. They can't learn the same way when they're typing it instead of writing it out. I don't know if it's because we've always done it that way or not, but that's a problem. You do get used to it, but I was a long time resistant to the backup camera on the car. But I will tell you, in the Honda, the Odyssey that we have, oh, yeah. Yeah. It's really great. But it took me a long time, and I'm much more of a mirrors or turn around. 437-1620. Somebody says, paper books. Totally agree. Oh, man.
Do you back in?
I love the static because I move around on radio stations and listening to your show every day. That's great. Oh, the static. I love that. On an old time, like a knob-based dial. Don't change that dial. Don't touch that dial. Or moving, what is it? What is it Gene Steratore says? Not Gene Steratore. Who's the guy who does the FSU games? Moving left to right on your radio dial is across it. What were you going to say, Jake?
Do you back into your parking spaces or do you pull front ways?
It's very situation dependent, but we can do that as a different topic because that's a great question. Mm-hmm. 852 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you're looking for that next home or a first home or selling your first home or upsizing, downsizing, adding a rental, whatever the case may be. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty are just fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. I know Christina. I've known her as long as we've lived here. She's a good, dear friend. She'll be honest with you. She'll tell you if she thinks you're making a mistake. I mean, she'll do what you want to do as your agent, but I mean, she'll give you honest advice, okay? And, you know, she doesn't just answer your questions, but she helps you ask better questions because she knows. She sold 175 homes last year. Hundreds of homes a year. Like, 3 a week is crazy. But that's she and her folks at Levin Rinke Realty do. It's all about their system for sales and about communication. They're emphatic about both. You got a special situation, you're going through like an estate sale or a marriage breakup or something like that, they can handle those too. It's not pleasant, but you need somebody to help, right? Give her a call and talk to her. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty.
Physical activity can make your life better. Spring is a great time to begin reaching your movement goals. The Florida Department of Health in Santa Rosa County is celebrating National Minority Health Month and promoting breastfeeding for all babies by holding the All Moms, All Babies 1 Mile Color Walk or Run on April 13th. This free family fun event will be held at the Baghdad Mills Site Park beginning at 10 a.m. Call 850-983-5250 to pre-register or for more information, visit health.gov/moveyourway for tips on how to get active.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Mex Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1, to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Start your mornings off informed with all things Pensacola on the Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Doug Nelson.
You know what you almost never see? Somebody heckling a diver.
Did you remember that Robert Downey Jr. was in Back to School? He was a weird character in that movie. 8:55 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Oh, we keep getting really good answers to this question in. Sometimes the segment ends and we still get the good stuff in. Somebody says, I want to talk to a pharmacist. I don't want to, you know, do it over some automated system. You know, these are things that technology you don't want to keep up on. They want to use maps, not the GPS. Oh, I never use the GPS. I don't want somebody telling me how to drive. That's no good. I mean, I've got a wife for that. and my grandpa's corded drill, because the power is unmatched compared to the cordless, period. End of discussion. 8:55, and I've never run out of juice on the corded drill. But it is inconvenient at times, I'll admit that. Jake's got traffic on the fives. Jake?
All right, this traffic report brought to you by ECUA. Not seeing any accidents reported by FHP. We do have that accident from earlier that's on Navarre Parkway just as you pass the causeway, and that's going to be at Ortega, not really causing any slowdowns. No major slowdowns anywhere else around town to speak of. ECUA Bulk Waste Services now call for pickup. Call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day. Learn more at ecua.fl.gov. I'm Jake Walker with your tongue-tied traffic on News Radio 92.3.
Aw, don't be so hard on yourself.
I got like less than 1 hour of sleep last night. It
Boo.
Was horrible. Yeah, exactly. Yes.
Boo.
Horrible.
Boo.
Pep talk's going to be real fun today as I'm trying to say my name and just screwing it up.
It's memorable. You know, when Jonathan Green gets up there and boos city council for 3 minutes straight.
Boo. Boo.
I mean, it's hilarious. You can be laughing with him. You can be laughing at him. You remember it. I thought it was a ridiculous, absurd stunt to begin with, and I still kind of do. But also, here we are talking about it, and you'll remember it. And it's going to make great sound drops for the show for the rest of eternity. There's no doubt. Oh, man. 8:57 on News Radio 92.3. What else do we have? Oh, I thought this was a very interesting note. And I'm going to share this with you, and some of you are going to get angry at me. And I guess I apologize for that. I don't know. I'm never trying to make you angry. I'm trying to get you to think about this stuff. This was an article, and where did I see this? This was an AP article. The beginning of it is Virginia high school teacher Joe Clement keeps track of text messages parents have sent students sitting in his economics and government classes. What'd you get on your test? Did you get the field trip form signed? Do you want chicken or hamburgers for dinner tonight? And he says his plea for parents is stop texting your kids at school. Amen. It is a massive distraction to students. You do not need to hover over them every single moment of the day. Wait until they get home. If you wouldn't call the school to ask them, hey, can you go get my kid to ask him this question? Then it's not an emergency. Don't text them. Let them flourish a little. Let them live a little. Cut the cord, man. It's going to be okay. Between 8 and 3, let them be at school. You just don't need that constant interaction. Give them some space to grow up and be kids and interact with others and do the things that they're all going to do. 8:58 here on News Radio 9, so I very much endorse that. And, kids having phones in school in the first place is problematic, but if you're going to have it, tell them to turn it off. Use it in an emergency. That's all you need. 8:58 News Radio 92.3, time for...
Future News.
Future News. That's when Jake and I tell you what's going to happen before it happens. Will parents stop texting your kids at school?
No.
No, unfortunately, but you should. Term limits. Michelle Salzman says she's going to bring it back next year. Failed this year. Because of disagreements over things like 12 years or 8 years or whether you'd have a county-by-county referendum or not, I think you should, or whether you could have carve-outs for small counties. I agree with her. You should not. Will this bill come back? Will it pass next year?
It'll come back, and she'll get it passed.
Oh, you should change your vote.
No, I said that earlier. I said if anybody can do it, she will.
Oh, well, that's true. Yeah. I think it will not pass. I think they're going to run into the same basic problems that they ran into this year. Will the Malcolm Young gym be rebuilt as, you know, Auntie or Sherry Myers wants to have happen?
No.
No, I don't think that's going to happen at all.
Dependable traffic on the fives, weekdays on News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.